and a chance to kind of just take a break for a second and just check in with the family. And, you know, when you're bouncing in and out every weekend, it's just hard to really be fully present. So this is, for me, I feel like it's a great way to recharge for the next half of the game.
Are you playing any hockey? Are you working out or riding your bike? Man. What are you doing?
Well, I live in the mountains. I live in Colorado now. And yeah, I mean, I mountain bike every day or hike a mountain with my wife or, you know, out there with the dogs. My kids are all playing hockey. I play a little bit of hockey. I'm coaching my son's team.
Is that hard on you or your son at all, or is it pretty chill?
Well, it's pretty good. Yeah, just coming up with drills. And, you know, I have a talking to my hockey coach back in Nashville, getting like little ideas for each week. I've got three practices a week, and those kids, if they see any weakness in you as a coach, they'll exploit it. So you got to go in there with your game plan mapped out pretty good.
Man, ain't that the truth. Both Tom and I have coached baseball, and yeah, if they see you slip up just once, you're done.
It's like herding cats. They're gone. So you got to keep on them.
The fact that you're living in Colorado now, was it because you went to Colorado to write that album, you fell in love with it and just decided, you know what,
life's too short.
I'm going to move here.
Yeah, making that album out here a few years ago, writing it out here, recording it out here. I just fell in love with the area. Love being in a small town with no stoplight. And great for my kids, I feel like. And I just spend as much time as I can out here before it all turns back on again.
Living in a town with no stoplights, usually a small town like that doesn't have a McDonald's, but they do have a Dairy Queen.
No Dairy Queen out here. You got to drive down the hill, go to Montrose, the big city of Montrose, Colorado, to get to the Dairy Queen. But they got one of everything. Got a good Ace Hardware store, got a good Mexican restaurant, got a liquor store.
That's tacos and liquor, you're good to go.
That could be the name of your next album, actually.
Tequila and tacos. I like that. Just came out. Tacos and tequila.
So you've got the new single out. Are you working on a new album? Is that coming in the future?
Yeah. I've written a lot of songs, and I'm just kind of feeling it all out. I mean, I don't want to write another song called The Mountain Point Version 2. That's because pretty much everything I'm inspired about right now is the same things that inspired the last album. But just kind of getting a lot of songs together and seeing where it plays out. You know, this is such a weird time. I've written so many songs that talk about, and indirectly about Corona. You know, COVID, what's going on, and I don't want to have an album full of that. So I'm just trying to feel it out. I really feel like for a lot of us, no matter what we're doing, you guys, anybody out there listening, once we get past this fall and get past, I feel like it past December, the great Merle Haggard song, If We Make It Through December. If we make it through December, I feel like there's going to be a lot less anxiety. You know, okay,
right.
We're past it. It's a new year. It's going to start getting warmer out. So I'm just kind of feels when next year rolls around.
Your hockey team back in Nashville, the Ice Holes now, Tom and I both bought shirts. Yeah. And you were kind enough to autograph them. What's your son's team? What's their name?
This is the Lizard Heads. Not quite as exciting as the Ice Holes.
Well, I figured it'd be the Junior Ice Holes.
Oh, he's definitely a Junior Ice Hole, let me tell you. They all are.
Well, if the Lizard Heads ever come out with any gear, let us know. We're in.
All right.
Today on the show, our topic has been, you know, what's your happy place? Where are you happiest? And a lady named Alexandra said either Macy's or Mexico.
That is a great song title.
Let's challenge your songwriting sensibilities a little bit. Can you do just like off the cuff?
I actually have a guitar in my hand. I want to go to Macy's or Mexico. We'll stop by and grab that discount coat. And you and me are going to go to Macy's and then Mexico.
Perfect.
Talking to y'all.
You too, Dirks. Take care.
Thank you.
Take care, man.